Muchachas and muchachos, it's time to talk about tacos. You hit the taco lato, 'cause Taco Talk's all about tacos.
As I was once told, when there are problems a-brewing,
yeah,
make lemons out of lemonade.
Amen.
So we've got some button issues here this morning for some reason.
Okay.
So this might be fun throughout the morning. I'm just going to tell you, this might be fun.
Yeah.
Because all of our buttons are, like, mislabeled.
They're mislabeled.
Well, we don't know what they are anymore.
Well, I already like this button a lot.
So the Taco Talk button.
That one didn't have, like, a label on it. And it's talking about tacos.
That's awesome.
So, whereas most shows would, I don't know, pack up or go home, we'll just go like, okay, talk about tacos.
Love tacos so much. We've been trying to find the best tacos in the city.
Yeah.
So I've been eating a lot of tacos as of late. Okay. And,
More than usual?
Yeah. Like trying to find all the gourmet taco places in the city.
Okay.
Oh, gourmet.
Yeah. Because
a Taco Bell just opened up the street. A standalone Taco Bell.
Which is so rare.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of standalone Taco Bells.
It's usually with KFC.
Yeah. Normally a mixture.
Brand new on Gateway.
With all due respect to Taco Bell, I don't know if I would be considering that the gourmet taco.
I don't consider it a gourmet.
That's what I'm asking.
I know.
So not Taco Bell.
Yeah, but Taco Bell is a good taco. Taco Time, a better one.
Is Taco Bell a good taco?
Julio's on Saturday. That's one of the best.
Okay, yeah. I like Julio's. But, I mean, I've been going to, like, the fancy, like, La Patron out in Sherwood Park.
Yeah.
There's a taco. A little expensive, but a good taco. Three Amigos, there's a nice taco.
Okay.
There's a place called Smokin' Barrels, which is in a place where you would never go ever
for tacos. To me, like,
wow, is it good?
Like you walk in there and you're like, hon, we should probably get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's just, you're in an industrial park.
Okay.
There's a train nearby.
Yep.
And then there's a taco place.
The best restaurants are the ones that you think we better get out of here.
Yeah, right? I mean, true.
Not just for tacos, but for anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, good taco talk. I really like this.
There's the taco place on White Ave. What is that place called?
Julio's.
Not Julio's.
El Cortez. Like
El Cortez.
Oh. Yeah.
And have you been to El Cortez, Robbie?
It's been a while, but I've been there, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a long time since I've been there, too. And apologies if you've never been there, but I'll try and describe it as best I can, because I can't go there.
Why? What? Are you banned?
No, it's not that I'm banned, but it's because they put, it's spooky, kind of.
It is. It's got, like, the skulls.
It's got a spooky motif,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A lot of taco places, yeah.
Yeah, a lot. Well, and I think that's kind of rooted in Mexican kind of lore
it's
and
like
Mexican
Day of the
tradition.
Dead, right?
Yeah. And unfortunately, I can't eat when I'm scared.
You're not really scared, are you?
it's spooky, and they do this thing at that restaurant at El Cortez where they play like horror movies.
Oh,
on the TV screens.
What?
Like it's like this kind of loop of just scenes from horror movies. The Shining is a big one. They play like lots of little clips of The Shining, and I can't watch a horror movie and eat food.
No,
it's too weird.
Really?
No.
Your stomach hurt?
It scares you? No, I'm just...
Little boy?
No, because I'm just...
Get him, Robbie.
I'm looking at all these, like gruesome things that are happening, and I just and I feel like all of a sudden I lose my appetite.
I went for wings once, and they were playing the Pimple Popper show.
You can't do that!
And it was really weird. Exactly. I'm like, why? Why would you do that?
It was like,
that one's odd.
Another one is a friend of mine always used to go to the exotic entertainment. Right? The gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah.
For lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And
apparently a great buffet.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. You can't eat and do that either. Like, food just... Yeah. There are a few things that food doesn't belong next to.
I don't see it.
Scary movies or just anything that...
Unappetizing, yeah.
Yeah, connotes, like, sexual... Like, it's... No.
Really?
Yeah.
Food and sex with you?
Yeah.
Doesn't mix?
They should be different. They should be in different.
Depends on what you're eating.
Different. Robbie. Okay.
It does, though.
Yeah, Robert.
No, I'm just saying, like strawberries whipped cream.
Dylan needs
a tasty treat.
To try Mexico Lindo in Sherwood Park. It's delicious.
Ooh.
And Dylan, have you tried Añejo for tacos? Am I pronouncing that right?
I have not, no.
Habaneros in Leduc. Okay.
I got to travel outside. I'm in.
So what is the best taco in the city right now since you've been on this nonstop taco fest?
I mean, that's a debate that I can't. I mean, they're all pretty good.
Okay.
My personal fave has always been and probably always will be Three Amigos.
Okay.
But Smoke and Barrels is making a good stance right now.
Yeah.
If you have the money, La Patron. But it's just.
It's really expensive?
Well, it's just.
Like, what's a taco cost? I think if you have the money, you can get a taco.
No.
Don't I get tacos because I don't have the money?
No, not in this case.
Like 10 tacos for $5 and that sort of thing?
Well, that's the Taco Bell's.
Isn't that tacos, though?
No,
it's Taco Bell.
This is a high-end, expensive taco?
Yeah, I'll get the menu up here.
What are we talking, a $20 taco?
Yeah, like $20, $25 for three tacos kind of thing?
Yeah.
Tres taco.
Yeah.
Not terrible.
So, I mean... But three little tacos.
Show me your hand when you say little taco again. Oh, it's a billiard ball size.
Yeah.
That's too little. Megan, did you see his hand when he showed me the taco size?
That's a big taco, especially you got three of those.
No. Is that a girth or is that the circumference
of the pita of the tortilla?
Is that the tortilla
that's
circumference?
The whole tortilla.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god!
So because Megan was thinking that's like the thickness of the burrito. That's a good size.
That was big.
Circumference of the tortilla.
No, yeah.
Is that get out of here? $20.
I know.
Rather Taco Bell.
That's like it's tasty. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to knock anything because it's really, really tasty. But and the salsa,
their salsa
is good.
Two votes for El Mariachi coming in.
El Mariachi.
Yeah, I've heard really good things of El Mariachi. That's one that I can't get into. Every time I call them, they're busy.
They're too busy. Well, that's always a good sign of a good taco place.
True.
Okay,
that is true.
What is what did you call it?
Smoking Barrels?
La Patron.
La Patron. Yeah. La Patrona is in Sherwood Park.
Right.
And, like, it's a small... You need to make a reservation.
Okay.
A lot of these taco places, you're standing around waiting for tacos for hours at a time.
First of all, tacos, reservations, expensive.
I know.
Horror movies. No, thanks. I'll get old El Paso kit and do it myself.
God, I do like homemade.
I'll get a little stand and stuff and call it a Tuesday, you know?
Yeah.
No. It's actually kind of freaky. Tonight, I have plans with my friends. Like, we planned this a week ago to have tacos tonight.
Get the hell out of here!
This is freaking me out a
little. The universe, Dylan.
Yes.
Where are you going for tacos?
We're making them. The guys went fishing, so we're making fish tacos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, perch maybe.
Yeah.
Perch tacos. The best is homemade, I think. When we had that taco night.
Oh, yeah. The taco night that shut down downtown.
Yes.
That was the time.
Taco nights are so fun.
An open invitation to Dylan and Robbie's apartment. This was way back in the day when you guys lived together downtown. An open invitation to anybody in the city to join you for Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
How many did you go through?
Should have let the landlord know, you guys.
How many tacos did we go through?
I don't know. People just kept showing up.
Really?
It was ridiculous, but so fun.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
I know you said you've got a fact of the year coming up.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't remember, and if, in fact, we have never done this before.
Yeah.
It will blow your mind.
Okay,
if we have done it before, you might have forgotten.
Okay.
And if we've done it before and you haven't forgotten, then I forgot.
Okay.
But if not, oh my God, it's the fact of the year.
Because I heard something over the weekend that I was thinking, I wonder if this will count. See, that's the thing, hey? Feels like we only work 4 hours, you know, Megan? And I'll tell you, and congratulations to Megan, by the way. We found out on late Thursday that Megan has now turned this little practicum into a job.
Yay!
So way to go, Megan. We're going to have Megan here for the foreseeable future. Our role is still to get her a better job, though, guys.
Yeah, come on, is it?
Let's not lose sight. Let's not
think
get
we have
greedy.
That ability?
Let's not hold her back now, okay?
No.
Megan, our goal here is to get you out of here. It's a weird job, but that's what we have to do, okay? Yeah, this is entry-level stuff.
I know. You're breaking my heart.
I know, but congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Megan, part of this job is you're thinking about it 24/7. Yeah. It's not just a four-hour-a-day gig, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when something happens on the weekend, you go, better remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dylan, I don't know if mine will count as fact of the year, but it's funny that you say you have a fact of the year. I have not corroborated this in any way. This is hearsay of the year, a new subsection of fact of the year.
Oh, geez.
Okay, so we'll get to your fact of the year nominee in a second. That's our endeavor in 2024 to find the most interesting fact. What is the current leading fact of the year?
Herpes.
Herpes in the gorilla?
Is it, or did we switch it?
Still? No, I think we've got a new one. I think it lost.
Let me just pop open the archive
okay,
really
Robbie,
quick.
You,
thank God you keep it, because we can't remember anything.
Scrambling right a little bit. It was that if a gorilla gets a cold sore, it'll drop dead.
It could die.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, but it was replaced. It lost in the head-to-head battle with the most recent fact of the year, which was...
Tonsils can grow back.
That was a big one. That was big. Okay, so Dylan says he's got a new nominee. This is hearsay rumor. I don't know if it's substantiated in any way of the year.
Okay.
And Dylan, you're neat. You like computers.
I do.
You can set up a Wi-Fi.
I can.
So maybe you might be able to help me with this. When it comes to emails, I heard this weekend. I have no idea if it's true. When it comes to emails, the dot is pointless.
Like the .com?
No. Let's say, like, my home email is rob.patrick.
Yeah. You need it.
I heard that the dot is unnecessary.
No, that's
not
true.
Is that not true?
No, that's got to be true.
That's what I thought, too.
So if I just put rob.patrick
yes
as your email, it
apparently
will
the dot...
No.
Doesn't make a difference.
I think you need the dot.
I heard that on the weekend. I thought that can't be true. And then I thought I could test it. And then I got doing other things.
Yeah, I don't think
no, you need
that's
the dot.
That's not true?
No.
The dot,
so,
I think you
okay,
need
well,
it.
I'm telling you right now that somewhere there's a community of people, a growing group of conspiracy theorists who believe that the dot in all in the name portion of all your emails, right? Like AuburnButterfly.44. The dot before the 44 doesn't matter. There's a growing group of people that think that dot doesn't exist or doesn't need to exist. It's just pointless. And then if you send it anyway, you're going to get it.
No, I think you wouldn't you assume
I would assume that you need I would assume that's why we
I've
use it in the
you,
first place.
I've just sent you
okay
an email.
You sent me one to the dot or to the not
no dot
not to the
no
dot.
No,
no
dot.
No dot?
Yeah.
To my phone email?
Yeah, you're Rob dot without the dot.
At me.com?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Of course not.
Although it takes some time to come in.
No.
But you'd think, because they're going to run out of email addresses.
You'd also think I would have tested that before bringing it here.
Well, yeah.
Right? But I don't work 24/7, 4 hours a day.
Hey,
right,
Dylan,
right.
Is your fact better than that?
Yes,
I'm sure it's going to be. I just heard that and I thought, should we test it? And we did, and it's not true.
Who did you hear it from? Like, who's running around?
I think somebody told somebody, and that somebody told Coral, and then it got back to me.
Coral wasted your time with that?
No, she didn't, because I thought that's amazing. But you know what's odd is that we didn't test it.
Yeah, no, we just tested it.
Yeah.
So the dot's important, but the uppercase, the case sensitive doesn't matter in email.
In email, it doesn't, correct? So if I write somebody, hey, email me, here's my email address, and it auto caps.
Yeah, I don't think
the first letter of my name, that doesn't matter.
No, I don't.
For passwords, it does.
Passwords, yes.
And then someone's saying in Gmail, the dot.
Interact passwords, it doesn't.
For Interact?
Yeah. If I send you an e-transfer, I don't need a capitalization.
Oh.
There.
Yeah, good point.
You think when we're dealing with money, they'd be a little more specific than in other things.
Yeah, no.
Well, my auto deposit's on.
So the dot does matter. Capital letter in your first name doesn't
matter. Case sensitive doesn't matter in email.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great fact.
Okay, well, especially because it isn't true, apparently.
Yeah.
That Dylan still hasn't come in. I'll keep my eye on that inbox.
I don't think it will.
Okay, here we go. Dylan's got a fact of the year.
This could be the fact of the year.
Okay, as mentioned, we continue to plow through these facts. The current leading fact of the year. Your tonsils can grow back. My tonsils were removed at the tender age of 10. They're still gone, but for some people, they slowly come back.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan?
Listen, we could have done this. I'm going to be honest.
Yep.
We've worked together for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible we've done this. I don't remember it, though.
Okay.
But my girlfriend brought it up yesterday when we were driving.
Okay.
And she said it to me, and I was like, what? No. And then she played me the evidence, and I was like, what?
Okay.
No way! I gotta bring this to the guys! This is gonna blow their mind, if you haven't already heard it.
Do I have to put you up here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
One of your favorite artists of all time. Angel?
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Okay.
You love doing Shaggy's voice.
I love doing my son Shaggy.
Here's the craziest thing in the world. Okay. I need silence.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
This is Shaggy's voice.
Yeah, one time, Mr. Lover. But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military.
What?
Because in the Marines, the drill instructors would go, "Hey, boy, drop and give me 20. Let's go, boy." And I would mock them as a form of joking, because it motivated, you know, your platoon. I just sang that song in that voice.
Because, what?
You know, that's it sounded cool.
Now, I knew he was a military guy.
Did you know his voice was
in the military? I did not know that. Play that again, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one time, Mr. Lover. But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military.
My entire childhood is crushed.
Is that not mind-blowing? She showed me that yesterday. I couldn't get over it.
That's insane.
That's how I spent my day. Was just thinking about Shaggy.
Mr. Lover.
We didn't do this before, right?
I've never heard that before. That's I've never heard that as his voice.
That's the wild, like when he did the transition.
Yeah, one time, Mr. Lover. But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't mock military drill instructors. They'll make you clean the latrine.
Let's go.
That's pretty good.
So, like, when they turn away and walk away, be like,
yes, and he turned it into a singing career.
And he just thought it sounded cool.
How is that? That's so weird.
Oh boy, and I would mock him as a form of joking.
It's the love of love.
Because it motivated, you know, your platoon. I just sang that song in that voice.
But
because,
why?
You know, that's it sounded cool.
Because he thought it sounded cool. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, O'Carolina blew up, and now I'm faced with a situation that I'm going to have to sing every song like that.
Okay. Well, that
if you listen to songs like Big Up or Mompy, those songs are sung in a different voice than O'Carolina. It's a different tone.
Isn't that something?
With all due respect, I don't have instant total recall of the entire Shaggy discography in my head. I know Mr. Lover, I know It Wasn't Me, and I know Angel, and I think that's about it, right?
Boombastic. But he had to use that
Boombastic
voice.
Yeah, that's the extent. Really?
Isn't that something?
Okay, Fact of the Year nominee is in front of us right now. Currently the Fact of the Year, your tonsils can grow back, but are we going to change it? Is the new fact of 2024 Shaggy's real voice is just totally normal? Robbie?
That blew me away. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I think that's a great candidate for the latest fact of the year.
Muggle.
I actually think so, because I always thought that maybe he was playing it up, but I didn't know to what extent.
You should have saw Megan's face when I said this.
Okay.
Like, absolute shock.
Dylan, you're obviously down, right?
Oh, I thought it was 100%.
We got a new
fact of the year.
Outstanding.
Text message says, you guys spoke of this years ago. I think he was back when he was popular, because I remember hearing it from you guys. Well, it's back, and it's your new fact of 2024.
I don't remember talking about it, but I wouldn't be shocked.
That's a tough one to top now, Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's neat.
This isn't my voice.
This is. Hey, how's it going?
Wow.
Reminds me of the crab or the lobster man from Futurama.
Oh, he sounds like the lobster guy.
Yeah. Or at least Pepper's impersonation.
Dylan, I got to check my junk folders. Maybe it went into my junk folders.
No,
there.
It didn't. It was a bad fact.
Looks like an email address does need that dot.
Okay.
We may have to look into this later.
Okay.
A different fact of the year about turtles, where they breathe out of.
Okay.
With their bum.
They breathe out of their bum.
They do not.
I knew it.
Oh, Dylan, you might have the shortest lived fact.
No,
of the year.
You can't get rid of Shaggy already.
Robbie, look it up right now. Where did this come from?
Just on text.
Why do they have noses?
Somebody sent us a message about turtles.
Their main source of oxygen is through their bum.
What?
Hold on, I'm calling this person. How do we know this?
More like carbon dioxide.
Pretty good, Megan.
Thank you.
Yuck.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Dylan. I love your fact.
No, you don't.
I know I do.
You're trying to get rid of it already.
But we're going to see here.
I still pick Shaggy.
So they're able to extract oxygen from water through their bum.
Like their bum would be like their gills?
Kind
like
of.
Their scuba tank?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. If you're going to send us some sort of fact like that, and you can't pick up your phone to back it up, then...
When they hibernate, they breathe out of their bums, and so do sleeping lemurs.
Okay.
It's so cool.
Okay.
It's called cloacal respiration.
Right. So it's like they're absorbing oxygen from the water.
That's
but only the turtles that specialize in diving.
I still like the Shaggy one.
Shaggy's good.
Yeah.
Yay! New fact of the year. That's not really Shaggy's voice. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Okay, we've got to get her on the phone now because Robbie's been flirting with her off the air for the better part of 90 seconds. So
he's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. Bachelor Cam.
I wasn't flirting with her.
Felt like flirting.
Megan said it was flirting.
I just
was wondering.
No. From our last conversation, I knew she worked in the courts. So I'm looking for a new legal drama.
Uh-huh.
Because I've watched Boston Legal.
The internet again. Was all out of ideas, was it? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I was thinking damages or something, but no, this Criminal Minds, she says, is her favorite.
Luan, did you feel like Robbie might have been flirting with you a little bit?
No.
Are you sure?
It was a healthy conversation.
We were talking at SVU, Olivia Benson.
Yeah.
25 years strong, and it is still so good.
Then, so good.
And then Robbie actually said the line to her. Since you work in the courts, is it... like bringing your work home? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, since you're in the industry, do you not watch them?
But you can't watch them. It's like, ugh, I do that all day. Can't possibly be entertained at night.
Mm-hmm.
No, love it.
No, all right.
Love it.
Well,
my fave.
If you're looking for somebody to just court drama and chill, Robbie might be your answer.
Shamar Moore's in Criminal Minds? Is he good looking?
And he says baby girl on the regular.
Help me with Criminal Minds for a second, okay? Because Criminal Minds is one of those shows that you can stream now, but it come from the old days when it was on television.
2005 to 2024, mm-hmm. It's saying.
All right. So is it still a television show that I can also stream, or is it kind of migrated to streaming and the episodes have like a different feel to them now?
I don't know.
Because I hear nothing but good things about Criminal Minds, and I know that it's 20 years old, Dylan.
Yeah.
It's still so good.
I could start Criminal Minds today. Season 1, Episode 1, and I would love second of it.
You have to.
There's still a new season, 2024.
Yeah,
it's like Grey's Anatomy. It's never going to end.
Okay.
It's like a new series that they came out with.
That's on Netflix only?
I think it's on Paramount.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's reminiscent of different. Like what they did with Law and Order, where they've brought back a couple of the faves. And...
People love their crime dramas.
Okay,
that's
cool.
True.
No.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay.
It's so good.
Robbie's turned on now. Robbie's fired up. But more importantly, Luan is here because she went on a date with Bachelor Cam over the weekend. He went on many dates. You went on one, Luan.
Thank God, just one.
When was Luan's date?
This was at noon on Saturday, River Creek, Tap 25, where he had the coupon.
Oh, the nacho coupon. Right, okay.
How did that go? Was that okay? Did it seem awkward?
No, honestly, it was actually really great. I had a great time. It was not awkward, thank God.
Now, I've talked to Cam since the date.
Okay.
And he said you didn't... It seemed like you didn't want to gamble, which that has me concerned.
Well, no, we did it. Because I said, no, I'm down to try because I've never gambled before. So I'm like, hey.
Good. She's smart.
Yeah.
She's
already gambling with her love life, Dylan, by putting it on the radio. Her number comes up when he does the rose ceremony tomorrow.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
It's the hope. So it was a nice date.
Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah, it was conversation flowed really well. Yeah, I have really no complaints. I had a great time.
Do you feel that there's something about this guy that we're not learning? That he's hiding something that deep down, like he's real trouble or he's got some deep-seated secrets or something?
No, and if he does, he's a really good liar.
Okay, he's a genuine, authentic guy. That's the impression everybody's getting.
How can he lie to 13 people?
Exactly.
At this point, right? I mean, he's gone on so many dates. Everyone comes back saying that they've had a good time. He has told me that he honestly has had such a great time with all of them. This is the hardest decision ever. Last night I said, okay, do you know for the rose ceremony so we can kind of get working behind the scenes on some things?
Tomorrow, yeah.
And he said, I do not.
He doesn't know.
Oh, no.
So two finalists have been selected from the first week. The second week just concluded of 7 dates, right? Ultimately, there were seven.
It ended up being seven.
And he's got to pick two more names to make it an even final four, and they will all have one final date with Cam, and then he will make his selection. So, Luan, it was good conversation. There was a mutual attraction, both physically
and also,
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to say this in a way that will kind of, you know, but like you'll lose. I don't want to just assume that you're hoping, but that you would lose hope is that they've all said, oh, no, it's been great.
Yeah.
He's said to about everyone, oh, it's been great.
But
he hasn't had a single dud.
But there has to. Well,
and nobody has thought he was a dud.
I don't understand.
Well, because Dylan's done a good job of matching.
So is that a credit
people.
To Dylan?
It has to be, does it not?
You got to get the credit.
Thank you.
So, like,
thank
when you were sitting there, Luan, talking and getting to know Cam, you were equal parts. Cam's really great, and Dylan sure can pick him.
Yeah, honestly, great job.
Thank you. Honestly, I have heard. I heard about your date, and it was the Saturday afternoon, and I was waiting patiently, and the only red flag I heard, now this isn't a Cam red flag, this is a Dylan, is when you didn't want to gamble as much as he did.
No, we did it because I was told to tell you. So we did the Black 17, and we lost.
Ah! That happens.
But he won on... So my birthday's the 10th, so we put a black 10 and he won. So you might need to change your number to black 10.
Okay, for your relationship. Yeah. Well, I mean, the future of your relationship, it comes down to tomorrow. Would you be interested if you get the final rose, would you be interested in dating Cam?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's funny how that number doesn't come up every time, huh?
17?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I don't
too
know.
Bad.
It's weird.
You would be interested in dating him again. How was the departure? How was the hug, right? I'm putting a lot of weight. I mean, I'm just trying to find anything right now because Cam is playing his cards so closely to his vest. And a lot of the dates are as well.
Yes.
Right? They're saying, yeah, I'd love to see him again. But then we don't hear much more than that. We're not getting any of the juicy juice.
No. No, because I don't think there is any.
The after date hug indicated to you. Did you pick up on any nonverbal messages in communication there?
Oh, God. I don't like to read too much between the lines, just in case, because, like, you never know. This is such, like, a toss-up thing. So I'm like, don't read too much into it, just in case, because you never know. But, I mean, like, it felt like a normal hug. Like,
Hug. It was just a normal hug. It wasn't a little bit tighter of a squeeze, a longer hold.
Oh, God.
Where was the face placement? Was it close to the hair? Was it away? Where was the fit? You know, like, at what height were the hands? Were they together? You know what I mean, Dylan? There's a lot of things you can read into in a hug.
Yeah, I mean, so a normal hug doesn't sound to me like you had any romantic feelings from it, or did you have romantic feelings from it? You just want to keep that close.
Well, no, it's just like, I feel like the ending part is like, the awkward parts, it's like you can't say anything. So it's like, okay, well, I guess this is where we say bye. Yeah. Like, bye.
Yeah, that
maybe
is awkward.
See you later.
Right?
Maybe not see you later. Don't know.
That could be the last time ever.
Yeah, because he's got these strict rules where you can't say, I'd like to see you again. You can't exchange phone numbers. The weird thing is, let's say, and again, I just want to make sure the audience is well aware of this as we get into the final or the second rose ceremony tomorrow. Like, if Cam selects two other people tomorrow in the rose ceremony, and Luan isn't one. But later, like a month from now, in the summertime, something, Cam realizes, like he has dreams of Luan. And he realizes, oh, what a mistake he made.
Right.
There's no way of Cam getting in touch with her ever again.
Mm.
Like, he would have to hire a private detective. He would have to go on, like, he would have to go to the courtroom itself to find her.
Yes.
Essentially.
Honestly. You've made it that difficult for him to change his mind.
When you watch your show, Love is Blind, is it not brutal when the guy goes, I wish I would have been with somebody different?
It happens, but it's probably a little jet ski party afterwards or something.
It's pretty gross when that happens,
and
we don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Right. To go, so yeah, you were good, except I liked somebody better.
So if Luan gets skipped over at the rose ceremony, that's it. It's so, like, Luan, for you, if that did happen, and again, we have no idea what he's going to do, but you weren't. You were third, let's say. You were 2.1.
Luan's not third. No, you're not coming back to Cam.
And back in. And a few months later, you get a phone call from Cam, and he's like, hey, I made a terrible mistake. I'd love to see you again. Would you be open to it, or are you like, this ship is sailed? Boy.
No, I would.
Okay.
I feel like my theory is, the way I think about it is, like, if this whole thing wasn't so public, I wouldn't know that he would have picked other girls. So it's like, well, we just didn't talk for a couple months, and now he just, let's hang out again. Cool.
That's a really good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Good for you. So you're not uncomfortable with the fact that he had to leave you and go immediately on another date right after afterwards?
No, because at least now he knows for sure.
Okay.
Right. Look at that. That's a great way to look at it.
Jeez. You just went to number two on my list.
No.
What? Number two? Who's number one?
Yeah, who's number one?
I can't keep them all straight, Dylan. I have no idea. I had a good time talking to them all. All right, Luan, thank you. Tomorrow morning, he will make his official rose selection. So it's nice to hear that you had a good time. And glad you won a little bit of money because of your birthday on the old roulette wheel there at the casino.
Yeah, right. Sure did.
Okay. Love you. Thank you, Luan.
No problem. Have a good morning, guys.
And many people, by the way, verifying the Criminal Minds is awesome, Robbie. You got to get started ASAP.
Yeah, I'm way behind on this.
It's on Disney Plus. If you need a login, I got you.
Yes. You also crashed a date over the weekend, Dylan. Is that right? I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, it just so happened to be on the way home. So I thought, we'll just jump in here quick.
Okay, so you popped in to see how the date was going.
Yeah.
And whose date was that?
That was Friday night Haley's date.
And were we speaking with Haley today?
We are speaking with Haley after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're speaking with Catherine. Are you guys free around 7:30? 30 to 8-ish.
Okay, so we're getting all caught up before the big rose ceremony tomorrow. I mean, this is it. The round two, the final round, ends tomorrow with the rose ceremony where he selects two more, and then we have four to deal with. Megan gets to work on a podcast so we can meet the final four.
Yeah.
It's getting big, Dylan. Are you getting nervous? You're excited, obviously, but...
My girlfriend last night, because I was so excited for these dates, she said, put your phone away.
Mm-hmm.
Let Cam be on his dates.
Yep.
Let him call you tomorrow.
Yeah, and spend a little time with your girlfriend, maybe. Mm.
I was spending time with her. I was just interested as to what Cam was
your
up to.
Your reputation as a month-long matchmaker.
I know.
A March matchmaker hangs in the balance as well. As, love for the rest of Cam's life.
Sure. I think we've done well. And I think something positive's coming out of this.
So several dates over the weekend. We'll meet them. We'll hear how it goes. We'll get ready for the rose ceremony tomorrow morning.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
There's... a girl named Catherine. Here's the thing with Catherine.
This is Catherine now?
Yeah.
Hi, Catherine.
26 Hello. Years old, dental assistant. She goes out on a date with Cam. I didn't get to hear the result. Cam, the date lasted so long that he had to rush out of the date to get to his next date. He had to interrupt his date and say, sorry, I know this sounds horrible, but I got to leave you because I got another date.
Oh, under normal circumstances, that's a deal breaker, isn't it?
I would imagine.
But not when it comes to this.
However, I mean, if we can look at the good of this, because I didn't get to talk to Cam about Catherine, so I'm very interested from her how the date went. I can only assume it was a 1 o'clock date at Remedy on White Ave.
This was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He had a 6 o'clock date with Taya. And he left a 1 o'clock date to get to the 6 o'clock date and had to interrupt the date to go.
So it was going very well. It was.
I'm imagining, Catherine, did you both show up on time? Was it really that long?
He was 4 minutes late, but it was that long. He left at 5:30, but we went to Odd Company Brewing for a beer after Remedy.
I'm worried about Cam's going to have a dependency issue by the time these days are done. There's a lot of breweries getting involved.
Yeah, lots of beer.
1 to 4:30 is got to be the longest date. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a really long day. I knew he had another date after, so, I mean, I wasn't a surprise. But, it was a lot of fun. And actually, one of my best friends showed up at the Odd Company Brewing, and it was kind of awkward because it looked like it was planned.
Just dropped in by coincidence.
Well, I asked her that morning, I was like, what's that beer place that you really like? And she said, Odd Company Brewing. I was like, okay. So we go there, and then she shows up.
She was spying.
Did you guys sit with her?
Pardon?
Did you end up sitting with her?
No, she came and talked to us, and I was like, Anna, what are you doing here? And she was like, I just really wanted a beer.
Convenience.
I know. And then Cam thought it was planned. He's like, did you guys plan this? I'm like, no, it's honest. So,
did you get her take on what she thought of Cam?
She said he was, good looking and had really nice blue eyes.
He does. That is
you kind of knew that already, though, didn't you? Like, it would have been better to get more input. So if you were a little more devious, you know, this is where I pipe in.
Okay, of course.
All right. She's looking at the time. She knows Cam's got a second date. She's clearly, is it fair, Catherine, for me to say that you enjoyed yourself and you were having a good time? Okay. She's enjoying herself. Things are going well. There's a connection of some sort. She doesn't want the day to end. It's a great date.
Right.
She knows he's got another date to get to. If Catherine were a little less trustworthy, I would have not brought attention to what time it was.
Did he have, like, an alarm set?
I would have tried to continue with the date and sabotage the other date.
But, I mean, honestly, Catherine.
Forget her. She's competition, Catherine.
This is the longest date I think Cam has had. And I think it's the longest date anyone's had, to be honest. 1 to 5:30?
Yeah.
What, mathematically, that's a 4.5-hour date?
Thank you, Dylan. Yeah.
Minus the 4 minutes he was late.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did it feel really long? Because that's a really long date.
No, it went really fast. We had a lot to talk about. Like, we laughed a lot, but we also got into, like, serious stuff. We just talked about everything. Because I want to be quite open with him, too, because he has to make a big decision. And it's only, like, one date that he can base a decision off. So, no, we opened up about a lot of past and current relationships and what we want in the future and all that stuff. So,
do you have a lot of baggage that might prevent him from picking you?
Yeah, is that why it took 4 hours?
I don't think it gave him too much, but it gave him a little bit about my past. So just, you know, we'll see.
Well, it's a good sign that you felt comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah,
right. Well, that's got to be a sign of the connection. Is like, I don't mind telling this guy things I didn't think I would normally say on the first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very easy to talk to and funny. Yeah, we made lots of jokes about the show, too. It's funny.
Wait, what show? What are you talking about?
This show?
Yeah, about, like, Dylan having a crush on Cam.
Yeah, he does. He does. It's getting weird.
But I don't deny it. I think Cam's amazing. Okay, Catherine, come on. You've met him. How great is he?
He's really, he's awesome. He's super, chill. That's... No, it was a lot of fun, and I didn't know he had a date, so I was like, okay, like, do you have to leave? When do you have to go? And he's very punctual, so he made sure he left on time, and it was good.
All right, well, we know where you stand just by your review, that you would happily accept a rose if he offers it tomorrow in the quote-unquote second rose ceremony.
Yeah.
It sounds like definitely you would.
Did you find anything where you guys didn't agree on or like was a sticking point?
Yeah, 4 hours. You can't agree on everything.
I maybe wouldn't go climb the Mount Everest with him, but I support him if he wants to go do that.
That's what he wants to do?
He wants to do a lot of, like, big hikes, which, go for it. As long as he doesn't die,
I'll be the guy, right? I'll call that a girl's weekend.
That's awesome.
You sound so sweet. This sounds like it could be a really good match.
Yeah. I think he had fun. Obviously, he can't say anything and whatever, but. Yeah.
Oh, I try to get it out of him. Honestly, after every date, I call him. But, like, in this instance, he didn't have any time for me because he was too busy racing to a second date. I couldn't believe it because I texted him, I think yesterday around 3:30, just to say, hey, how did the date go? And he wasn't getting back, and I kept telling my girlfriend, I'm like, he's not getting back to me. She's like, leave him alone. He's on a date. I said, no, there's no way he's on a date still.
Checking your phone over.
Yeah, he's like, Dylan's texting me, and then we were laughing.
Yeah. Just looking at it. Let him suffer.
That's bad.
Awesome. Well, the rose ceremony is tomorrow. It sounds great. Real quick, Catherine, are you Catherine with a K or Catherine with a C?
With a C.
Did you know you could go by Kate with a K, and that seems totally fine? The Royals do it. You could do it, too.
I think it's weird. I don't know. It is weird.
But it's not as weird as Kate with a C.
No.
Yeah.
That's even stranger, Dylan.
That would be.
It is.
All right.
No, I'm just Catherine or Kat.
Well, you sound lovely. You sound like you really enjoyed yourself. And we'll find out if you are one of the two to be selected tomorrow during the rose ceremony, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, no worries.
Good luck.
Have a
great day. See you later.
Bye.
So what now, Dylan?
We've 4.5-hour date.
That's good. A good sign.
That is a lot. We're going to talk to Kate before 8 o'clock because she starts work. So Kate.
Different Kate.
Kate ended up being the Saturday evening date
at
V-Filet.
You crashed?
No, I crashed Haley, which we'll talk to after 9 o'clock. It's confusing. Okay. We'll have Kate coming up before 8 o'clock.
All right, and the rose ceremony is tomorrow.
You got
so
it.
All of this kind of peaks, and we'll know the full final four tomorrow morning.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So we had Catherine last segment,
yep,
who went on a date with Cam on Sunday, a long one. And now we've got Kate, two completely different people.
Yeah, Kate went to Vie Filet Thai restaurant with Cam on Saturday night.
Okay. So we're jumping back to Saturday night.
Listen, then we're just doing their schedule.
He had what, 5 dates? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
5.
5 dates this weekend.
Dear God.
Kate was one of them. Kate, good morning. How are you?
Crazy. Good morning. I'm good. How's
you
guys?
Oh, wonderful. How's Cam?
He was great. Yeah, very nice guy. Super outgoing. Yeah, nice eyes. And he reminded me of like a Berta version of Chris Evans.
What a great way to summarize.
That's a good analogy. Absolutely.
Yes, he's an Alberta Chris Evans.
Okay.
Yes.
He could be more Alberta, but he could also be more Chris Evans.
Right.
You
know?
That's a really great. Yes, yeah. That's been on the tip of my tongue the entire month.
There you go.
Yes.
Perfect. It's funny that you mention his eyes, because if it were me being on all of these dates over the past 3 weeks, mm-hmm, my eyes wouldn't be open by this date. He is a real trooper.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how he does it.
The energy level was good. He didn't seem exhausted by all of these dates.
Yeah, actually, I asked. I was like, how are you, like, doing? And he's totally fine. He's enjoying it, and he's really, like, taking it seriously. Yeah, it's good.
He is taking it very seriously.
Yeah. Is there a romantic connection for you, Kate, with a guy like Cam?
Yeah, I would say so. I would want a second date to, like, pick each other's brains a little bit more. But, yeah, something's definitely there.
We talked with Catherine a little earlier this morning. 4.5-hour date. How long was your date?
I think 2.5.
He talks a lot.
Every date's so long.
Like, not in a bad way. He talks a lot. Like, he's comfortable talking. He makes you feel comfortable. Does he talk a lot? Does he talk at you, or does he talk with you?
We were a little bit, like, reserved at the beginning, and then we got really into talking, and it was just yappa yappa from there.
Something we haven't asked, which is, you know, an annoyance, a pet peeve of a lot of people, and I imagine it probably happens on dates more than it should. You guys vouch or verify this if it does, but one of the things is why for in 2024 I am not talking to anybody that has an Apple Watch.
Okay.
Right. I'll use a translator or somebody else, a third party, to talk to them, because I hate when you talk to somebody with an Apple Watch and they get a text and they start reading their watch while you're talking to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find on dates, and does this apply to Cam or not, that a lot of people will, like, you'll be engaged in a nice conversation and then they'll just start looking at their phone in the middle of it, just almost.
Oh, you can't do that on a
habitually.
Date?
Habitually. But does it happen on dates?
That
never happened to me, so.
But, you know, like, when you're at work or something, like, somebody will just, like, A message will come up, and they'll just be like, you're in the middle of chatting with them, and they'll be like, oh, they can't resist the urge to check immediately.
Whenever we have a meeting, you don't look up.
Yeah.
You just look at your phone the entire meeting.
I'm not looking at messages. I'm just looking at Instagram
games?
In the meeting, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
You know when somebody gets a message, right? It lights up on sitting on the table.
They
immediately have to look at it. I just wonder, does that happen a lot on dates?
No, we looked at each other, supposed to, like, show pictures of, like, he showed me a plant, which was very, it was good. He had a huge plant. It looked like it was flourishing. So I was like, oh, that's good. You can, like, keep a plant alive.
That's good.
Was that engaging for you, or were you just humoring him at that point?
No.
Interested. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, totally. All right.
Good. So he's not that guy. He's not, got a message. I got to just respond to this real quick.
No.
Person that's typing but pretending they're listening to you. I like that person, too.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens to all of us, let's be honest.
Yeah, no one's better than that.
But does it happen on dates? Okay, so Cam doesn't do that. Okay, good.
I
wanted to know.
So I know that Cam's taking this super seriously, and I mean, you'd mentioned that, but, like, I love that he is. I love that he's trying to get to know everyone. I love that he's sitting there and the conversation. That is good to hear, though, because I do question when you have a 4.5-hour or a 2.5-hour or a 3-hour date, if it's him just chatting or both of you going both ways. And you did feel really as a participant of the date.
Yeah, it was, like, back and forth, very engaging and fun. Like, I think it was, like, he's really trying to get to know everybody.
So he's really, putting in the work.
Was there, and I'm curious about this behind the scenes, because Cam is a neat freak. You say you're a neat freak with three Roombas, but you also have a dog. I'm worried about, because Cam's a farm guy. Dogs belong outside in the farm world. Did he mention anything about a dog?
Yeah, he did say that, like, he believes that animals should be outside, as I was showing him a picture of my dog on my couch.
Uh-oh.
This is where I have an issue with Cam now.
Uh-oh. Yeah. He doesn't think dogs should be inside?
No, all animals stay outside. So.
Poor little dog.
Yeah. Oh, no, Cam! We found it! Everyone's changing!
It's happening.
He hates animals. He wants to see them suffer.
No, he loves animals. I know he loves animals, but I know that I just grew up small town. Like, that's what, for us, it was always dogs were outside.
Yeah.
I'm small town, too, and my dog's inside, and he gets the bed.
Yeah.
You give your dog the bed?
Yes. Actually, my dad sometimes sleeps on the floor so the chihuahua can have his side of the bed.
Kate, do you give your dog the bed? Does your dog sleep with you?
He doesn't like going on the bed, so he likes his own bed.
We're hearing, like, so far everybody's like, oh, yeah, we had great conversation, we had a lot in common. Is this a situation where you guys had a lot in common, or a situation where opposites attract?
I think a lot in common, for sure, because, he mentioned the Everest thing, too, and I was like, yeah, I'd be down for that.
You'd be down to climb Mount Everest.
Absolutely.
You know, there's corpses on that pathway, right?
That's how you find your way.
It's just awful, okay?
Step over them.
Oh, my God.
All right. Do you think, if we were to ask you right now, right, if you were to place a bet right now, would you place a bet on he's going to offer you a rose tomorrow? Or he's not going to offer
you a rose tomorrow? I don't know. Because, like, everybody sounds so great, you know? So, like, Dylan's doing a really good job.
He's great. He's doing great. Because it's just, they've been wonderful matches, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it feels like, and again, Cam can't say any of this, but it feels like, and we are talking to Cam this morning, is that right?
Yep, we're going to talk to him.
It feels like if this were just regular dating, there'd be a second date for everybody he's seen. You've done such a good job matching them up.
Yeah.
I was saying last night, as we were going to bed, to my girlfriend, I said, I am not envious of Cam in this situation. A lot of people might think, like, oh my God, how great is it? He went on 13 amazing dates. What a lucky guy. Oh, never.
Oh, it'd be stressful.
13 amazing dates would be the worst.
Yeah, amazing dates.
Right? Like,
there hasn't been one that sucked yet.
No.
That we know of.
No, not at all. And even Abby, who decided that the radio thing wasn't for her last week, she still said he was great.
Yeah.
And he had a great time with her.
It wouldn't be good for Jill, though, who just says he can sleep outside. My cats are on the couch. We'll find out tomorrow during the rose ceremony, Kate, but it sounds like, again, like everybody else, you really enjoyed yourself. You have nothing bad to say. You'd probably like to see him again.
For sure.
Okay.
I also wanted to do a quick shout out to that Vifalay place. It was my first time and it was really, really good.
What's it called?
It was amazing. Vifalay, I think.
Vifalay, right? The Thai restaurant downtown.
Yeah, it was amazing. I didn't even have to bust out the hot sauce, the purse hot sauce.
Oh, the hot sauce remained in the purse. Kate likes to carry her hot sauce with her.
That's right. A good sign then.
That was a good sign. So.
Okay, well, it might be a good sign that we talk to you tomorrow during the rose ceremony. Thank you for everything, Kate, and we're glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. Love you. See you
Take
later.
Take care.
All right.
Yes, bye.
So what's left, Dylan?
We have Friday night's date with Haley that we're going to talk to after 9 o'clock, and Taya, which was the final date last night over at the Rec Room.
And
we'll
Cam.
Talk to her. Yeah, and we'll talk to Cam as well.
Holy smokes.
I know.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is Kiss 91.7.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
People are just trolling us now, Robbie. I'll just let you know.
I see that.
I got a message.
But
where would you put the ketchup chips?
Very good point.
Yeah. Good points. You guys want a tomato aisle, then you got to have everything tomato.
I think so.
No, because ketchup chips would be a derivative, an offshoot of ketchup.
Which is?
So ketchup
an offshoot
is
of?
The primary tomato source. That would be a secondary tomato source.
Like ketchup doesn't go into the tomato aisle.
Ketchup does. 1 degree of tomato. Does.
1 degree.
Any more degrees.
You wouldn't put sour cream chips in the fridge.
That's right, in the dairy aisle. Good one, Robbie.
Right.
But this is ridiculous. That's why they're doing it their way and they figured it out, because your way wouldn't
work.
I don't
like their way.
Because yours wouldn't make sense. If I was going to look for ketchup chips and I went to the tomato aisle, I'd be going up and down and up and down and up and down. Going,
where's that darn likable guy on the commercials for Sobeys or Save-On? You know, the portly guy with the mustache?
Daryl's Deals.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Do you think he's listening right now?
Daryl?
I hope not. You called him portly.
917-917. You're right. I shouldn't have done that.
No.
But, you know, he's just fun. He's puffy.
Why didn't you go with fun?
He's jolly. Because we all know what jolly means. We all know that that means happy, fat, white guy.
Okay.
We all know that.
You do trust him when it comes to food.
We do trust him, right?
Yeah.
If Daryl, let's all pretend that Daryl were listening right now. 917-917.
Sorry, Daryl, that was rude of what my friend Pepper said.
Be honest, though, everybody, okay? Assuming that Daryl is listening right now, please text us. Have you ever been confused on where to find your tomato-based product?
Never.
At a grocery store?
No.
Have you ever gone down one aisle and went, oh, it's got to be here. Look at all the tomato things. And went, where is it?
Yep.
No.
And then you have to go find a different tomato aisle. It's the only food item that has two different aisles. And they're half aisles. It's stupid.
What do you mean it's the only food item that has two aisles?
Like tomatoes.
No, tortillas are both in the bread section and in the Mexican section.
That's true.
That's the overlap. That's a smart overlap.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's what we're saying about
Happy I'm saying about is this. They divide the tomatoes. See, that's duplicating. What I'm saying is with the tomatoes, they're half in one place, half in another, and they don't duplicate. So you get to one tomato section, and you're like, oh, good, it's bound to be here. Turns out it's not. It's in the other tomato section.
Like tomato soup, you're saying.
Tomato sauce and spaghetti sauce. Why are those in two different places? It makes no sense to me.
Tomato sauce and spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
What's tomato sauce?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like tomato paste?
I think it would be with the tomato sauce and the spaghetti sauce.
Well, it would be. I don't know what tomato sauce is.
Spaghetti sauce is there. Tomato, like canned tomatoes.
Oh,
like
canned tomatoes are
tomatoes.
Spaghetti sauce, though. That's a completely different thing.
If you want to make it at home, you use canned tomatoes.
Well, I mean, but yeah, if you want to just mention things that you could make... You can create anything.
They should be all together.
No, what in what world?
So it makes you feel like, so you're walking down the aisle, you're like, okay, canned tomatoes. You know, you're getting warmer. You know, you're getting closer. Like, it's a sign of encouragement. You're on your way. You're almost there, buckaroo.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Someone asking, where the hell are you shopping?
And then you get to the end of the aisle. You're like, wait, what the hell? Where's the other tomato thing?
It's chaos.
No, I don't.
Robbie, you agree.
I do.
Why you don't agree. You're just trying to be difficult.
No, because I think it's ridiculous if you have an aisle for tomatoes and there's not tomatoes in that aisle. That would be silly and stupid.
But I'll give you tomatoes in the aisle then. Fine.
There's got to be exceptions everywhere.
It's going to get you on board, fine. We'll put some tomatoes in that aisle too.
A little shelf with tomatoes in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting more on board.
Okay, good. That's all we need.
I think it'd be great.
See? But then, you know how mad I would be if I went to the soup aisle and I couldn't find the tomato soup? I had to go to a whole different aisle?
It'll be in the soup aisle, but it will also be in the tomato
aisle. That's such a waste of space in a grocery
store. You made the point
with
tortillas, though. It's the same as tortillas. But it's just more broad because tomatoes are so important.
You know, who? Tomato lovers? People that don't like tomatoes, they're not important at all.
Can we just alphabetize it?
There you go. And that's the next answer, right?
No, because the apples is going to start. It's going to start off with apples.
With anchovies.
How are you putting those on the shelf together?
Well, I think artichokes would be first. That's aardvark. Forget it. What do you have for the three things, Dylan?
Kate Middleton, this happened on Friday kind of after we left. She's announced that she has cancer undergoing chemotherapy treatment. And people... I don't know. They're so mean and rude and weird and odd in this whole story to me because everyone thinks that the royals are lying and keeping something from them, like they deserve to know. Because there was a picture that went viral.
They are kind of crowdsourced in a way, you know?
Well, but the picture that went viral of Kate.
Mm-hmm.
That
this
was
the weird
photoshopped
one and everybody thought she was missing and, okay.
Or dead or something.
Yeah.
So she was just trying to keep her personal life a little personal.
Then she showed up at like a market somewhere.
She was walking.
And then people thought it was an actor that was hired to be her, an imposter of something. It just got weird quick, right?
This is the problem with the internet these days. People all assume that everything is fake. And so she just wanted to keep it quiet, or at least so it seems.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to keep it quiet and kind of just be with her family and be with her kids and let them know that mom's going to be okay and we're working behind the scenes to look after my health. She's going preventative chemotherapy is what she's undergoing right now.
Right.
And she says she's stronger every day, but she had to really address everybody. And it's like, I would play it, but it's like a 3.5 minute long video.
I saw the video on
her basically saying like, hey, sorry, but I have a life and I'm kind of looking after it. And then people after the video started saying that her nose didn't look right and that the video looked doctored.
So it's not real.
It was AI video.
That's not Kate.
There's a lot of people that think that's true.
Right.
Which I just beg the question, like, and?
Well, I think it goes back to the you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the days of yore, Dylan, the days of knights and dragons.
Yes.
When, like, the monarchy would go quiet on if there was something going on, a health concern, or that somebody in the royal family was ailing, because they had such an impact on, like, just the local kind of the day-to-day operations, the monarchy system, the quote-unquote government system,
sure,
right? So
sure.
It was important to keep that kind of away from the public until they could unite their fronts and produce that information and produce that evidence. Now, they're just figureheads more than anything, if even that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just more than, they're just Kardashians with an accent at this
point. Yeah, they're the British Kardashians.
But still a lot of those old kind of mindsets apply.
Right.
To that of, you know, protecting of the state. It's just really not the case anymore. It's now protecting of the Kate. And, yeah, you like that, didn't you?
Yeah, right? Not
that
bad.
Was
bad.
Pretty that was darn okay. good. Way to go. That's quick thinking on my part right there.
Wow.
But the most important thing you realized in all of this.
Yes.
Is what I find to be also very, and we wish her all the best, a speedy recovery, et cetera, et cetera. But Dylan, blow our minds with this one.
Kate is actually Catherine, but Catherine's spelled with a C and K is spelled with a K.
Kate is spelled with a K, yeah.
Is that what he said?
He said K is spelled with a K.
No, is spelled with a K.
Yeah, well, I'm right there. Yep.
You're not wrong.
Kate is spelled with a K.
So she's Princess Catherine with a C and Princess Kate with a K.
Which is shocking to me.
Didn't know that, yep.
I just don't understand how that can happen.
So you would prefer that Catherine would be with a K?
Absolutely.
Right.
It would only make sense. Kate would be with a C.
I would argue, and with all due respect to those who choose to spell their name Catherine with a C, I think you can't be a Kate. Unless you're Catherine with a K.
It doesn't make
sense.
But
there's exceptions, though, right? You can only be a cat.
But you could be a Kate with a C.
Yeah, but nobody's a Kate with a C.
Kate Blanchett?
Yeah, there's
is a Kate with a
C.
Yeah. She is!
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, or you could be a Kate with a C. Yeah. Boom.
Nope, same with, like, Kathy. Kathy with a C, Kathy with a K.
Yeah.
It just seems weird that you switched the C and the K.
Yeah, they should have switched it.
That is
it's the same with Bill and William. Bill.
But that's a completely different name.
Yeah.
So is Kate and Catherine.
Bill and William. Bill is closer to William.
It does sound different.
How is Bill close to William?
Bill and Will is one letter.
It feels weird that you change the first letter when you go from Catherine to Kate. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was the big story for me.
I got it.
Okay. Yep. Kevin says, Dylan, my wife is so hooked into the story, she thinks that Kate Middleton has been murdered and they're hiding her and there's now double. See, I mean, people, I don't know. I don't know the truth. All I know is what she said on the video, and I'm just going to believe it and let her have her space.
All right.
Junos, they were hosted yesterday in Halifax. Nelly Furtado hosted them.
Yeah.
And the neatest thing about the Junos for me, honestly, was... looking at all the artists that we play regularly and songs that I know because I hear them every single day.
Right. Sometimes you just don't name the name to the face, right?
And then see what the people look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, Single of the Year goes to Tate McRae, Greedy. I knew what she looked like. Charlotte Carden had no idea with 99 Nights winning Album of the Year. Also performing, which was wonderful. Artist of the Year, Tate McRae. Breakthrough Artist of the Year was Talk. Did not know Talk looked like that.
Yeah.
Had no idea. Maestro Fresh West didn't know how influential he was
inducted
into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. And people really, really loved that.
How many appearances from Jan Arden was there?
I didn't see one, but what's your mom's favorite? She was there.
Anne Murray?
Yeah. Anne Murray looked great, too.
Anne Murray.
And Murray?
Snowbird.
Yeah.
Marie.
Beneath the snowy mantle, cold and clear.
Yeah. She's
brilliant.
Tegan and Sarah, they were honored during a prestigious 2024 Humanitarian Award. And they called out Alberta. We got a shout out, you guys.
Uh-huh.
They called out the government policies targeting trans youth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
So, not ideal. Let's end with the Oilers here this morning.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
sports. Oilers, not a good weekend.
No.
On the road. They played it and lost in Toronto 6-3. And it was looking really, really bad until the third, and they started to kind of come back.
Yeah, which is promising.
They lost in Ottawa yesterday 5-3. And they still have some road trip left as they go to Winnipeg tomorrow at 6.
Yeah.
Robbie, not happy with his team.
I'm just worried.
Don't be.
Because the song. I started the song and it was just tragic.
We didn't even know about this. Robbie's got a new playoff
song.
That's
amazing,
Robbie. He's in the lab with a new playoff song.
I have this idea that I want to make work. And it seems to be coming together. But every time I think it's coming together, the Oilers lose.
When did you say the playoffs are starting?
Well, the last game on the schedule is April 18th.
Okay, so like the 21st or
so. It's going to happen, yeah, later in April. So it'll be here quick.
Good, because I've got a surprise for you.
For me?
That's all I can tell you right now.
Oh. What do you... What?
That's all I'm telling you right now.
I like your Oiler hat, by the way.
Thank you. Support the team.
We got a text message. I don't know if you want to investigate it.
Okay.
It just says Daryl here. Could it be the Daryl?
That's not Daryl. That's just Daryl's trademark. Daryl here.
I think he spelled Daryl wrong.
Oh. Daryl knows how to spell Daryl. That's another name, by the way.
What?
Figure it out and get back to us, Daryls.
Yeah, Daryl is not. That's not how you spell Daryl. Daryl.
Two L's. You want?
Sorry, Daryl.
Two R's. What are you doing, Daryl? And Jacqueline's. Don't let me say this again.
Jacqueline.
Let's come up with a new way to spell Jacqueline, okay? Let's you don't need a C and a Q. It's too much. It's too much.
Isn't it none of your business, their name?
No, it's
a little too pompous.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of letters. Oh. A lot of unnecessary letters.
Wow.
Look at Robbie over there. Just a good old R-O-B.
Exactly.
Huh? Efficiency. It matters.
And soon to be a B-O-B.
Yeah. You are doing that, eh? You're going to Bob soon?
Oh, on just your 40th? Two letters.
All right.
What's your name, B-O-B, so they call you Bob?
Text message says, can we please keep this segment about tomatoes going so we can keep hearing Pepper say tomato? I never realized until today I say tomato like my grandmother.
You do. You do sound old when you
say tomato. I don't
say
tomato. I say tomato.
Tomatoes?
I've never noticed that until today. I say tomato.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
Those are the three things you need to know.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Dylan, start a side hustle of being a matchmaker. I know it's a lot of work for you, maybe too much work.
Oh, it's fun.
But you might have done too well with matchmaking our bachelor for March, Bachelor Cam, because everybody that he goes on a date with, he's had, what, 7 dates this week? 7? Yeah. And like 5 over the weekend has been like, oh, it's a great time. I'd love to see him again. And he kind of, I think, feels the same way, which is making it almost too difficult. Like, it would be nice if there were a couple dud dates.
Yeah.
So that he could eliminate those before tomorrow's second rose ceremony, where the final 4 will finally be decided.
Yeah.
But all of them have gone so well. I imagine he's really, like you said, you checked in with him just to be like, hey, do you kind of have an idea on who the two are? And he's still struggling with it?
Yeah, we're going to talk to him this morning after 9 o'clock. Okay. And, but yeah, because I was trying to just get a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wouldn't mind kind of knowing, and we can start kind of, because I got to plan the final 4.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the final 4 yet.
But he had a 4.5-hour date on.
Which is yesterday. Shocking.
Was it yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A Sunday 4.5-hour date.
And he had to leave it. It would have gone longer if he didn't have to leave it for another date.
Yeah.
That one goes. They're all. I don't know. Good luck to Cam.
I know.
But tomorrow is the rose ceremony. There are 2 roses that have been issued from the first round. Paige and Jessica have been waiting patiently now for the better part of 2 weeks to find out who the next 2 finalists are. And then there are 4 dates, right? Yeah. That are the final round of dates. Those will be second dates with the 4 finalists.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll get caught up on some of those dates and hear from Cam coming up. Who's this, Robbie?
This is Julianne.
Hi, Julianne.
Hi, Pepper.
Hi, what's going on?
I'm just calling because as a fellow ADHDer, I understand scatterbrain, and you've been talking for the last few segments, and then it kind of fell off about parenting.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's
and
what we
now...
do around here. Is that an ADHD thing, Dylan?
Probably.
Is that what we say? Yes. Hey, remind me, we got to get to this thing coming up, but then we do 150 things and forget about the other thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been 45 minutes.
That's been a while.
Have you taken the Vyvanse today?
Just my morning dose.
Okay.
I should have taken my 8 a.m. dose at 8 a.m.
Sure.
It's okay. All the way over there. Megan, yeah. Root through my stuff over there. Grab me my Vyvanse.
I have one?
Yeah.
No.
Help yourself. Yay. Have at it. Right?
Don't just pass out pills.
Yeah. It might have fallen out of my pocket, though, in the truck. This is the coat with the different angled pockets, Dylan.
Oh, my. Get rid of this coat.
Things fall out all the time. There's nothing worse than a new coat when your pockets are at a bad angle.
Can we get to the...
Do you want me to look now?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But also tomatoes.
What?
Okay.
No, just get to the... Please.
The tomato aisle, by the way. Dylan, you're getting destroyed from our audience at all thinks. Yeah, come on, grocery stores. Make one aisle dedicated to all tomato items.
That's
Do you at least agree with that?
Julianne?
The tomato items? Yeah.
Yeah, they should all be
in
one aisle.
They all should be in one aisle.
Put me on a wild goose chase for tomatoes. Yeah. It's
the whole point of the grocery store is to go around it and look for things that you can buy.
So it's just, that's how they're trying to get us? They, guess what? Yeah. Grocery stores, they already got us.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Have you not seen lately? We've been got. You win, grocery stores. Now make a tomato aisle. We give.
We give. Yeah, do it.
All right. Okay, you want this? Okay, because we'll need Uncle Dylan here. You know I'm the only parent in this room right now. Julia, are you a parent?
Yes.
Okay, how old are your kids?
One's going to be 13 right away, and I have a 7-year-old.
Okay, how old is your 13-year-old a gentleman baby or a lady baby?
No, she's a girl.
It's a girl? Okay. Yeah. Let's do fun Uncle Dylan here. You're
well, he doesn't
here, Julia,
have
right?
kids or drive a minivan, but he thinks he can parent better than you can. It's Uncle Dylan. He knows what's up. It's Uncle Dylan. Don't interrupt.
Now, remember, okay, I am asking and pleading for a judgment-free zone here.
Okay.
Now, Julianne, I hope to God you haven't been faced with this, what I'm calling the most difficult parent decision yet that we had to make on Saturday night, okay?
Okay.
So, my daughter is 17. Her name is Tyler. She's amazing. I love her to pieces. She's the best. I also have another son, Riley. What's his name? Anyway.
Poor Riley.
My daughter lives with her mom full time. My son lives with me full time. And that was my daughter's decision, even though Dylan says I kicked her out.
You daughter's did. Decision she, to did she live with you?
Give up her room to my fiance's daughter. Because she felt
live with her.
She now, should have her own room.
In Pepper's defense, they live basically next door to each other.
She hops the fence. She comes over all the time. But my daughter lives full time with her mom, right? Mm-hmm. On the other side of the fence. It's like the pool house.
Because you gave away her room.
I did not give away her room. She volunteered to do it because we didn't know what else we were going to do. Anyhow, my daughter is wildly, and you guys can all vouch for this, wildly, almost strangely mature and responsible for her age.
Yeah.
Right? She's like an old soul.
She's wonderful.
Right? She doesn't get into any trouble. She's a bit of a nerd. She does really well in school. And she's very choosy about the people she hangs out with.
That's good.
And she's just very balanced, very wise beyond her years. Anyway, there's a boy named Mark that's come around these parts lately.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Mark. Mark with a C. All right?
Yeah.
And Mark, we met him last week. He came over for dinner. We had a barbecue. What a guy.
And you liked him, yeah, I remember.
Liked him to pieces. He was the coolest dude. Like, he's just really nice, really polite, but not that fake being polite around parents polite. But just, like, generally polite. And get this, impeccable grammar.
Okay.
Spoke a little bit like a robot, but I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Right? Really good dude.
Okay.
Have every reason to believe he treats my daughter really, really well. Right?
Yes.
Just a good dude. My daughter, great judge of character. She wouldn't get messed up. Remember that one boy who got lost in my house looking for the bathroom?
Yeah, that was
an hour after I told him where the bathroom was. Yeah, that hump, he's not like him, okay?
Right. This but that guy, was her judge of character, wasn't it?
This guy could find the bathroom, no problem. That was a different time. My daughter was younger. She was just kind of a little boy crazy at the time.
Was it like 5 months
ago? Things have changed a lot lately,
okay,
all right?
Yes.
It was 3 years ago.
Okay.
Anyway. So, she and her boyfriend went bowling on Saturday night.
Nice.
With my ex-wife and her fiance.
Okay.
Right? So, a little like double date, I guess. Weird. They went bowling, and they went back to her house, my daughter's house, my daughter's mother's house.
Yep. Okay.
And they were hanging out. Now, Mark with a C doesn't own an automobile, okay? Mark with a C relies solely on friends or his Tyler, girlfriend, whatever, the girl he's thinging with, I don't know what they call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
For transportation, right? Because it's St. Albert, no one's going to take the bus. Anyhow, Tyler didn't feel like driving him home. They went bowling, they had dinner, they were watching movies, they were all hanging out. It was a nice night, it was getting late. Tyler asked her mother if he could sleep over.
Mm.
A 16-year-old sleepover?
17.
Oof. Same room?
Well, I got the phone call.
What time?
Okay. It was like 11 o'clock. Or it was about 10:15 at night.
She phoned you?
I get the phone call from... What? Because this is a parent decision. This isn't her. Like, she wanted to make sure I was on the same page. So she called me, and I was doing something. I was like, well, let me call you back. She's like, this is important. So I'm like, all right, fine. Mm-hmm. So I put down my phone, Instagram. I closed it, and I started to talk to her. She told me this story. She said, so what do you think? And I said, guest bedroom, right? She said, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what, did they think it was going to be the same bed? And she said, well, that's what Tyler asked. I was like, same bed? What? Same bed?
Right.
Look.
Didn't you have a 13 same bed situation?
12. It was 12, and it wasn't a sleepover. It was a professional day. The parents weren't anywhere around. Doesn't matter, Dylan.
Didn't your mom used to let you have a sleepover?
Yes, I had a girlfriend in high school that slept over a lot.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Right? And so here's me being 2024 dad.
Yeah.
Right? What are you making that face for, Rob?
I'm bracing myself.
I know. For what? And I know your daughter's only 13, but you know.
Oh, I have so much to say on this.
Right. There's only so much we can do, right? Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, right? Like, we can try and put. But at the end of the day, she's 17. She's wildly mature. We both trust my daughter to make smart decisions. We've known that. We've seen it. She's done nothing to prove us wrong on that. She is smart. She will make smart, proper decisions. And her own
decisions. Like the time she had to move herself out of the house because dad.
That was pretty mature.
Daughter. That was a very mature decision. Mature. Her own sexuality and decisions with how she wants to handle this will be the decisions she make. How we support it, how we communicate, and the honesty that goes back and forth is the thing we're working on here.
Right.
But I made the point that we just met this boy a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little fast.
Yes.
At this rate, they'll be engaged by next week.
Right.
So maybe...
Sounds like her dad.
Spare room is okay. Not same bed. Let's get to know the guy a little bit. Let's see him around the house. Let's visit with him. Let's spend time with him. Let's see you guys together. And he becomes part of, like, an extended part of our family. Then we can have that conversation.
Right.
But for now... I know it comes down to... But for now, hide it on us. Sneak around. Pretend we don't. I don't know. But we said same bed, yes. Different bed, no. Or sorry,
same
different
bed.
Sorry. Different bed, yes. Same bed, no.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair.
Is that fair?
Yeah. I believe that's really fair.
It's progressive.
I think that's fair.
It's trusting. It's considering her feelings and their wants and needs, but also.
Because then they can hang out a bit longer, and then he just goes to his room. But
it's not a full-out no, right?
And once you know the kid for like a year, then maybe.
My fiance was like, well, he's totally going to sneak up when they fall asleep.
Of course.
And I was like, well, I don't know, because the one reason that I was super comfortable making this decision was because my ex-wife sleeps like a what's something that doesn't sleep very well?
Me?
Like, and she can wake up at any sound.
Yeah.
So she would hear any creak, any crack. She would hear it and be wide awake.
Right.
And especially knowing that this is going on, she would have had an awful sleep.
Right.
Right? So I trusted that as well. So go ahead. Judge me for being naive and stupid. What do you think?
No, I think it's good. My only thing, because growing up when I was younger, my parents were absolutely not.
Right.
Even 18, I felt awkward having a sleepover and them there. But my brother, on the other hand, his girlfriend was sleeping over at 13 in different rooms.
Standards, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then now, I mean, he just turned 30, but they're they're married and they have two kids and whatever.
Yeah,
I guess
it worked out for them,
and nothing brutal happened. But yeah, I just think it is a kind of a double standard. But I do think that it's fair that you definitely let her.
You're 4 years maybe away from that conversation. And we're all smart enough as parents to know that if things are going to happen, if they're going to do things, and you can put things, you can assign anything you want to things, they're going to do them.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to be judging.
You can only hope they tell you. You're going to only hope that they loop you into all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie's tapping his nose. Yes, Robbie.
Yeah, well, I'm just digesting this. Listen, I grew up in a house with three teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
And no guys were allowed to stay over.
No.
But it was really easy to sneak out. And one night, I'll never forget it. It was like 1 a.m. and I'm like, I'm going to sneak out. And I just wanted to go. I don't know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the second I
put, we all don't know when we sneak out. We get out and we're like, wow, this is dumb.
But I opened
there's no
my,
movie out here.
I opened the window and I put my arm out to like brace myself to get out,
mm-hmm.
and landed right on my sister's boyfriend's leg as he was trying to sneak in the other window. So it's going to happen. Like, it's going to happen one way or the other, I guess.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I just don't think you encourage it as a parent.
I think when the time comes for my daughter, I just feel like I'm probably going to judge it based on what I feel about the kid.
The relationship and where they are at that point. And we have, like, we're totally confident in our daughter's just like decision making. Right? Mm-hmm. She's very bright and she's very capable and she's very responsible. And I do believe that, and we've, like, honesty has been a huge thing for our family the entire time. And I do believe, except for me and my ex-wife. But other than that, for our kids, you know, like, preaching honesty. And that's why they tell us when my son goes drinking or when he does drugs or whatever. They tell us.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that we always know when everything's on the up and up. So we've created that kind of environment. I think it's like, the thing about saying no, like your parents did, Robbie, then you encourage sneaking out. You encourage sneaking in. But by saying, separate beds, he can stay in the guest room, then it's not like, okay, good. At least it's something.
It's an alternative of some sort.
And it creates that fairness and that openness to chat. That's what we did. So, Fun Uncle Dylan, what would Fun Uncle Dylan have done?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I think it's fine. I think sleeping in the same house is fine. Sleeping in the same beds would not be allowed.
Right.
And I don't think that it should be allowed. And even if it's like you have the most mature daughter and most mature boyfriend of your daughter, I still think you shouldn't encourage it as the parents. I don't think you should be pushing forward to having them having a sleepover.
Like, hey, want to sleep over? Come on, sleep over.
Like, I don't think that should be ever anything you encourage. But I think by letting them sleep in separate rooms, that's fine. And having your wife be there, I would be against if it was your wife was away and out of town, and she said, "Can he sleep over?"
Well, and that's the next conversation,
right?
Because Kristen does go down to see her fiance. Her fiance lives in Calgary, and she goes down every other week to spend some time. And normally, the arrangement is that my daughter, you know, stays with us most of the day and then goes home to sleep because that's where her bed
is. Well, and that's where the sneaking in is going
to
really.
Yeah, and the trick is this boy doesn't have a car, so in order to know if he's there, we got to go right inside.
You have to,
right?
Yeah.
So,
but at the same time, I feel like it doesn't matter if there's a room or not. I mean, they're going to figure it out if they want to.
We've all found
You're
places.
Saying she has a car.
Exactly. She's got a mobile bedroom, Dylan.
Oh, jeez. I just think you don't encourage it.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. So, like, by saying, hey, you guys can sleep in the same house.
Right.
That's fine.
By giving a compromise,
sure,
we built a trusting kind of relationship with this conversation moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, knowing that it could happen and encouraging it to happen, I think are completely different things.
See, here's a text that says, you know that it's already happened if they're already comfortable asking for a sleepover. Maybe it has, but and call us naive or, you know, famous last words or however you want to phrase it, but, like, she hasn't said anything.
It's also better to ask, though, at least, right?
Right.
Like, she's not continuing to do it behind your back if that's the case.
The big thing is here is you are probably 4 years or less away from what I am facing right now in real time, and I never thought I'd get here, and I'm here now.
Yeah, it's a scary thought.
It is scary.
Or you could be like my parents and never have to deal with it.
Megan's single for life.
Megan's had one date in her entire life. Okay. All right. So you would have done the same thing? You're all good with that?
Yeah, I think you're okay.
Okay. All right. Love you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, have a great morning. See you later. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So not as much judgment as I thought?
No, you're not getting a ton. Some people saying no, wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And some people saying that you did the right thing.
You want to know the real kick in the pants?
Hmm.
Because they couldn't sleep in the same bed? She drove him home that night, and he didn't even spend the night in the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
they can't sleep in the same bed. What's the point?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. That adds. That adds to the story.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
What, we have Cam and two other dates to get to this hour.
Yeah.
Holy smokes!
He had five dates this weekend. It's not my fault.
Busier than Cam is here.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm recording, Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to send this to my fiancé. My fiancé is taking her two kids to Jasper. It's spring break. My fiancé is a teacher, so they're going to do so. They're going to go to, what's it called?
Jasper Park Lodge.
Yeah, Jasper Park Lodge. She got like a hell of a deal with AMA or something. I don't know. Yeah, so they're going to go there and do some outdoorsy
some
stuff.
Some climbing of mountains?
But Dylan has figured out a way. I don't know if they're going to climb mountains, Robbie.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
They should climb a mountain.
Yeah, maybe. You tell her.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
But the
Dylan also has a request here, so go ahead. I'm rolling the video.
Hey, guys, I hope you enjoy your spring break and your vacation. Mom, this is a good time to teach your kids how to properly steal. Mm-hmm. There are some little lotions that they give you in the bathroom for Rose 31, which is this really, really expensive company called La Labo. It comes out of New York. Anyways, they give them away for free there. In the carts, they have a ton of them. If you guys could grab me pursefuls, bagsfuls, as many as you possibly can.
Steal, you mean? Steal?
No, you're paying for the room.
Ransack?
Yes, just the lotions. I don't need the shampoos or the conditioners, obviously. So just the lotions, please. That would be wonderful. Thanks. Have a good trip.
Okay, that's good.
Climb a mountain.
I'll send that to them.
Thank you.
Your request for stolen lotion.
Because no one's going to blame the kids, right? Little hands? Oh, yeah. But you need mom there to get the purse.
Hands can't grab as many.
That's why mom needs to hold the big purse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
I love working with you.
Hey, listen, I love working with you, too.
Hey, what's your fiancé doing with the kids for spring break? Oh, you know what? They might be going to JPL. Hey, do you think she could steal lotion for me?
All right, there it is. What else are you going there for?
To steal lotion, of course.
There's nothing for kids to do there except steal. Borrow.
Oh, we got an argument about Uno last night.
Uno?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this the pickup two stacking them?
Oh, no, it's because I hate Uno.
Oh.
And she loves Uno. It might be the thing that breaks us up.
No, there'll be other things.
I hate Uno. Anyway, we can't do that now because we've got to talk to 500 people this hour.
Yes.
And we've only got like 20 more minutes to do it. Okay. So these are all the dates from Cam. He's done dating.
He is.
He's done meeting new people. It's closed. All right?
Yeah.
There will be a second date for four finalists. The second rose ceremony is tomorrow. The first two finalists are Paige and Jessica. They might be dead now.
No, I've checked it.
They've been
no.
waiting and waiting and waiting for
they're
all of this
interested.
To end.
They're still interested.
Okay, they're still interested. But he's got to give two more roses tomorrow. Whom is on the phone now?
This is Haley. Friday night's date at 19 in Terwilliger that was crashed by one Dylan.
So Dylan just walked in during your date, Haley? Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw on the video, but I had a little squeal. He scared me.
Like, he just walked in. I was on Instagram, I looked at him, I'm like, oh, what's this here? Yeah. So, who, Megan, were you with him, or he just recorded
no,
that and sent it to you? Okay.
I actually just got a random text messages from Dylan's girlfriend. She's like, I took some videos, and I was
so
like,
so you and your girlfriend crashed the date, Dylan?
Yeah. We were
making it uncomfortable.
No, we were on the way home, and I was like, oh, his date's right over here. Listen, we got to go out of the way. And she's like, do you really? Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I jumped in, and I just asked her to record. And I just wanted to crash them all this weekend, but apparently we had plans.
And he had a lot of dates.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Haley, was it a welcome crashing, or was it kind of, did it make it awkward and uncomfortable?
No, actually, like, I've had a sneaky suspicion that something might happen. My brother-in-law actually had told me he'd crashed dates before, and I knew he was friends with the chef, so I was like, it might happen, but it was good.
Okay. I was there to crash. You guys looked comfortable at the time. You looked like you were just starting to get to know each other when I crashed it.
Yeah, I think so. I think we were just starting to warm up a bit.
Okay, and so how did the date end up going? Because I didn't stick
around.
How long
were you there for?
Couple
rounds of appetizers, stuck them with the bill.
3 minutes. I went into the kitchen. I grabbed some stuff from the kitchen for myself to go.
What?
Then I left.
Just walked back into the kitchen of a restaurant and grabbed stuff?
I know the guy. Andrew's great. And so, yeah, I just went in and
can we all do that?
No.
Oh.
Sent me home with a bunch of pasta. It was awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Andrew. But, yeah, so I was only there for, like, 3 minutes. I got out of there, so I don't know how the date went. That's on you, Haley. How did the date go?
It was good, yeah. I was gone for a while, so I hadn't really been, like, following along on the radio or anything. So I didn't really know what to expect going in. But no, it was good. He was really easy to talk to, sounded really intelligent. Yeah, I had a good time.
Was he hard on the eyes?
No, he's very good looking.
No, I didn't know the answer to that.
I just like hearing it. He's just so handsome.
But let's take the physical thing, right? Let's try and get that
it's hard to do.
That superficial angle out of things, right? Like if you were, let's say he was a hideous beast. And, like, just a ghoul, you know?
Right.
And would you still think, like, I could go on another date with this guy? I really am enjoying my time. Or was it, helps that he's attractive?
No, I liked the personality. No, it was, he was super easy to talk to. I felt really comfortable, and I was pleasantly surprised about the similarities we had.
He is very concerned going into this date. Him and I had a talk, and he was very concerned because he thought, wow, she's got such a cool job, environmental scientist. But will I be able to spit on a hike if my mouth has too much saliva in it? Or is that, did he make any questions about whether or not he could do things to do with the environment?
No, he didn't quite say that. He was very intrigued by my job, which, fair enough, it's kind of cool, humble brag.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
I'm not too picky, honestly. Like, if you saw me in at my job in the field, I do that stuff all the time. So okay. Feel free, Cam.
That's okay. All right. And you guys, how long was your date? I think it was a three and a half hour date.
Yeah, I think roughly 3.5 hours.
God,
yeah.
Where is he finding the time?
I don't know. It's incredible, but that's got to be a good sign, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
This is his quest to find love. He's got to take it serious.
For sure. How did it end at the end of the night? Was it awkward? Was it great? Was there a big hug? I know he can't say anything. You know that. There's rules.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that going in. And he told me, he's like, I have to be kind of wishy-washy here. And I was like, oh, that really helps with the goodbyes.
I know. That's a hard goodbye to be like, well, maybe I'll never talk to you again.
Right.
Maybe I will. Find out Tuesday.
It is odd.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sign-off, like, oh, nice to meet you.
But if he does say your name tomorrow during the rose ceremony, will you accept the rose and go into the final four?
Yeah, I would.
Yes,
I would.
Okay.
Aww. Oh, that's awesome.
Nice to hear. Okay. Good.
So far, so good.
Getting nothing bad about this. It's going to be even harder and harder now.
I know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And hopefully, if he chooses you, we'll call you and see if you accept. But it sounds like you're all in. So that might happen tomorrow. Okay.
It's nice meeting you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Sorry for scaring you.
See you later. What, did you scare her?
Yeah, I kind of snuck up and she jumped.
Okay.
This is squealed.
You can see the video of Dylan crashing that date on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram. So we still have Cam to chat with to get his recap.
We have one more date from Taya.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and Cam. Goodness. We have to get them both in. So okay. Quick.
Okay.
Speedy.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So this is it. After Taya, no more date recaps.
Nope.
It's all done. We're all up to speed. And tomorrow, Cam will issue the final two roses in the rose ceremony to make it the final four, to which four people that he has gone on date one with will get a second date at love.
Taya, she was at the rec room last night at 6 o'clock. He raced away from his date that went long with Catherine.
Way to go, Taya. You ruined what could have been a beautiful connection.
Taya, how was it? Both of you are competitive spirits. You were a member of the Canadian National Diving Team, went to the University of Florida on a diving scholarship.
She's jumped off that high one a lot.
Yes.
That's scary.
I put you at the rec room for this reason, so that you guys could be in competition with each other.
Well, so she could jump off the top level?
No, geez, oh gosh.
We had an amazing time. Honestly, straight from the beginning, I felt like we vibed on a very high energy, and we just started talking trash right from the start. We were both super competitive, got right into that, so that was a lot of fun. He did end up kicking my butt, so I am hoping for a rematch, but I guess we'll have to see.
That rec room, that's like sensory overload in there.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting it to be that busy. We both were like, wow, it's a Sunday night. It was packed.
It's packed all the time. Mm-hmm. So opposites attract or... And now, Cam, just so you know, Taya, and don't let this rattle you, Cam is on hold right now listening to all of this. We would love to bring him on so that we could involve him, but that's not. That's against the rules. He cannot talk to you again unless he selects
you. Oh, these rules. I know. Need to break those.
But was it an opposites attract or common interests that helped form a connection?
Honestly, I think we have a lot of common interests. Something that you guys may not know that he shared with me, that he was actually a scholarship athlete too.
Did not know that.
Did not myself. Playing what?
Oh, this guy.
He was a rugby player in Canada.
Get out.
Really?
Are you kidding me? Oh, look at Megan.
Yeah.
Megan was also a rugby player until they forced her to quit because of all the concussions. But now Megan's like, oh, I should have dated this guy. Really?
So he got a scholarship on it?
Yeah, he told me right from the beginning. He's like, they don't know this. And I was like, what? Like, you didn't tell anybody? He's like, no, why would they know? And I was like, well, let's go. Like, yeah, so I felt like we really were compatible with that
like
vibe.
Like similar experiences, right, that's great.
I did not know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
I don't know. We need to ask him some more.
For you.
Okay. And so you just thoroughly enjoyed yourself. Now, did you know he was rushing to get there on time because his previous date went so well?
No, I didn't know that. But that's what we signed up for. That's okay. I knew he had a date before.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And I'm happy that it went so well. That's awesome.
Are you? Could you see this being your guy?
Honestly, yeah. I felt like we had a really good vibe. I definitely felt like there was like a flirty banter. That's something that I look for. I look for having, you know, that energy and that spark right from the beginning. And I did. I honestly, I'll have to say, I felt that. So
nice.
So it sounds like you, it's not just the competitive nature of you, but you're feeling like pretty confident that your name will get called tomorrow for the rose ceremony?
No, I'm not saying that. I don't know. He's very respectful, and I don't know. I'm just saying on my end, I did feel that there was, there was no dead air ever. We were able to just banter, and like, that's just my personality. So I just felt like our personalities went very well together.
It's someone like this going on a date with him, was this one of the better dates you've had in a long time?
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, that's so good. This is such good news.
This might be too hard of or too difficult of a hypothetical, but if roles were reversed and Dylan had forced you to go on 13 dates in the past 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Oh, we were laughing about that. I was like, damn.
Would you be issuing, and they all went really well. Because it sounds like to camp, they're all great. We've talked to every dater now. You're the final one. We've talked to all of them. They've all been like, it's great. Love to see him again. The chemistry was amazing. Would Cam get a rose from you?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I would give him a rose. Ah, I felt it was that energy. I don't know. We just had that vibe. And we were giggling because, you know, he was talking about, he's like, oh, just wait until we have to say goodbye. It's like brutal, but we had a great goodbye. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was awesome. Like, he was like, I had a really great time, and I told him, I was like, you know what, I hope to see you again. If I don't, I wish you all the best, and I hope you find everything that you're looking for in this experience.
Wow.
And
that's nice.
Look at you.
Very, very nice.
And now he can't say any of that.
No.
I know. I was like bugging him, saying, you keep your cards very close to your chest.
But you got you definitely got good vibes. You certainly feel like there was a connection there. I was
thrilled.
Okay.
Yep.
Dylan, did you get a recap? And we'll talk to Cam in a second, but from Cam about this that you can share anything with, or are you not saying anything?
I wasn't allowed to get a recap of this one because it was late.
Okay.
And
this is when your girlfriend told you to put down the phone, stop harassing them.
Stop harassing Cam and go to bed.
Okay, well, we're glad. It sounded like it went amazing. They've all sounded really, really good, but your energy right now is telling me, you know, Dylan, I'm big on the nonverbal communication.
Yes, that's
the
your
words
thing.
Being said without the words being said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to get married.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's my initial response right away. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I might be wrong.
Not everyone's you, Pepper.
I think I hear wedding true. Bells.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Taya. It was a pleasure to have you on. And I don't know. Tomorrow we find out if you're going to go on the next of the four dates.
We will. I'm looking forward to it.
Love you.
Thank you.
Bye, Taya.
Bye.
Okay, okay, see you later. All right. All right. Wow, I like, yeah, that she's getting one.
Okay.
She's getting a rose. I know it, Cam. You can pretend. You can say no. That sounded way too positive, Cam.
Yeah, it was. That was a positive review. I liked listening in on it.
Yeah.
You were a rugby player?
Yeah, what position?
Yeah, I was 8-man in high school, and then I went to university to play winger.
I was like, you kind of give some scrum half vibes.
Oh, here I don't know what any of this means. It's a very weird.
I'm too tall for scrum half.
Okay, well, we didn't know anything about that. We knew you played hockey like recreationally, but we didn't know you were a scholarship athlete. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a Canadian scholarship, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't.
They tell you where you're going to go. Yeah.
I don't go around talking about it.
No.
Well, so Cam, the dates are done, right? The first dates are all over. You've been an absolute trooper. Have you enjoyed it? Have you felt stress? Has it been like? Give us three words you would choose to sum up this experience of, 11 dates, right? 11 dates.
13.
Or 13. Sorry, 13 dates.
Three words.
Yeah,
I'd say fun, exciting, and let's put two words into one, nerve-wracking.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But not fatiguing, exhausting, stale,
no.
Nothing like that. You enjoyed everything.
No, nothing like that. The girls, honestly, they've all been amazing. I've heard you guys say it multiple times today. They've all been good dates, and that's why it's making my decision so hard.
All right. Yeah. Two individual rose ceremonies tomorrow, right? I issue two roses, Paige and Jessica, which Dylan confirms that they are still alive.
Yep. Talk to them.
They are still waiting in the wing here. It's been do you even remember Paige and Jessica at this point, Cam,
from
the first week?
Yeah. I do remember them, yeah.
Okay. All right. They're waiting.
I had to test them. What was it, 2 days ago, Cam? I ended up testing them. I said, okay. Well, I'm just curious because it's been a lot of dates. Can you name all of them?
Bam, he did it.
He did every one of them, and I was shocked because I couldn't have done that. Without my cheat sheet, I wouldn't have been able to.
Robbie, half the time I call you my son's name.
I know.
How the hell did he do that?
I know.
Well, Cam, so a few questions here as you get ready for. Do you know the two right now, or are you still unsure? Are you just kind of going over it one more time just to make sure? Where are you at? Where's your head and your heart right now?
I don't know the two, to be quite honest.
Do you know
right
one?
Now for round two.
Okay.
I have a lovely flight to Toronto coming up here, so I'm hoping to kind of sit, you know, think things through a little bit, but at the end of the day I'm going to go with what my gut tells me and follow my gut instinct and my heart.
Okay, this may be an awkward question. Feel free not to answer it, but if you hadn't given any roses yet and you had four to give tomorrow to go into the finals and the final four to date, would Paige and Jessica still be there?
Ooh, good question.
Great.
That's a really good question. You're trying to get some me to spill the beans, but
I'm just curious because, like, you've been on a lot of dates, and they've all had a great time. You've had a great time. None of them have flopped. You've gotten better. So, you've known what to expect more as you've gotten more dating experience as they've gone on.
Yeah.
You know,
this is true, but to answer your question, yes, both Paige and Jessica would still get roses.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, that is telling. That's wonderful to hear. And sometime today you're going to have to make the decision, which is awesome. Have any of them been bad? Be honest.
No. There's I would never say a date was bad. There was definitely ones that I felt much more of a romantic connection with,
okay,
and some that I felt more, you know, I don't like friends vibe with. So I wouldn't classify those friends vibe dates as bad dates.
How much did you end up ultimately spending dating 13 people?
Yeah. Nice of us to help out, right, huh, Cam? Yeah. We gave you a haircut and that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. How much?
Yeah. I got a sharp haircut out of it. I want to say probably around $800.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's not that bad if you think 13 dates for $800.
He better fall in love, Dylan, or we're on the hook.
He will. Don't worry. He's going to fall. $800. I didn't think it was. Oh, geez.
It may not be that much. I'm just quickly throwing a number out there.
Well, and the rec
obviously
room.
Obviously, coupons cheapen the date up.
Anybody who's ever taken a kid to the rec room knows those tokens go quickly, right?
Yeah.
it's a pricey place sometimes. Okay, Cam. So tomorrow you issued the roses. You said you're going to Toronto, so we're going to talk to you from Toronto. Is that kind of the idea?
Yep.
Or yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll be in the hotel from Toronto.
Okay, so two different segments, one rose per segment. We'll find out if they accept, too. That's a big part of it. But
yeah.
It sounds like all of them were kind of interested. You could see yourself going on a second date with every single one of these 13 dates, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's
a good sign.
Dylan, you've done too good a job finding matches.
Hey, I'm happy with that.
Okay, Cam. Sleep well tonight.
Oh, I will. I have some big decisions to make.
Okay, and how do you do that? You got like a notepad, a pros and cons list? What are you doing?
I'm probably just going to go back, replay the date through my head, and then, like I said, just go with the gut and hope everything works out.
Like, it's funny, we're all listening to this and going, like, meh, okay, wonder what he's going to do. But, like, this is, like, his intent is to find the one.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He's got to really think about this.
Absolutely. And so, Cam, you're going to be gone, and then you're coming home at the end of the week, and my hope is to have four different dates with your final four that kind of put you all out of your comfort zone in a different way, which will be lovely, and I'm excited for it. And so we just need your top four, and then we move forward.
Sounds great to me.
Okay, Cam.
And when's his deadline? By what time?
Tonight. Help me help you, please.
Megan wants it by tonight.
Megan's planning a whole podcast around everything so that everybody can get caught up, and people who are really kind of following even more closely along with this can kind of listen to the podcast to hear more. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk to you tomorrow for two rose ceremonies. Cam, thank you for your efforts in this. It sounds like you've enjoyed it. And now we head on to the finals and the date number twos for four of them.
Love of your life is close, buddy.
We're getting there.
I love it. All right. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Cam. See you later.
Cheers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Wow.
$800. Who's on the hook for that?
That's him. That's all out of his pocket.
Yep. Okay.
We didn't do
what a
thing.
Show. Dates around here.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.